Welcome to the podcast, Jackie and Vicky, Life After Divorce, Only Funnier.
We're your hosts, Jackie Miller and Vicky Edwards. We realized we needed a platform to discuss the crazy events we have endured during our divorces.
Together, we have had 21 attorneys,
9 judges,
1 minors counsel,
12 therapists,
4 forensic accountants,
1 divorce coach,
5 settlement conferences,
14 ex-parties,
13 hearings,
3 trials, and $2.5 million in legal fees and counting.
Join us as we share our thoughts and stories, and you just might find yourself laughing along with us.
Okay,
it's recording.
Let's go.
Do it.
Right.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Jackie and Vicky.
Welcome back.
Here we are. I'm wearing glasses today.
Well, you look very intelligent. I mean, you are anyway, but...
Thank you. This is my court look, by the way.
Oh, do you wear your glasses to court?
I do. I wear my glasses. I wear a bun. You're getting the full kind of picture right now.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea.
And I feel like sort of it's weird that not like a mask, but I feel like it kind of is a mask when
like,
I wear
what do
my
you mean?
Glasses. Like, it's kind of like, I'm not Vicky.
Ah.
In court. And just kind of feel protected in this weird way.
Okay, that's a hot tip. That's a good thing to know.
You know, like I'm putting my shades on.
Like
you
know? Incognito?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
So I'm incognito today.
Wear your glasses to court.
I'm not really here.
Wear your glasses to court.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. What are we talking about?
We are talking about what are some of the worst and best, we'll do both,
okay,
things that someone said to you when you first told them you're getting divorced.
Mm, okay.
Like the worst thing that you're like, what the fuck? And by the way, I have to tell you, when I had friends going through a divorce, I said some of the worst things to them. And I didn't realize they were the worst until I was going through my divorce.
Okay.
So
that's really good for you to say, because I agree, looking back, I'm sure I did not say the correct things. And so I guess this is like a no judgment, but
either no judgment, which is kind of like
A, don't do it, or B, we understand. We're letting you know we understand if these things were said to you and you were like, really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just validating that it felt like shit.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't mean to.
For sure. Yeah. And the best. I actually really like my best story. But you go first.
Oh, okay.
Worst?
So, okay. I think probably one of the worst was when someone said, you're going to fuck up your kids if you get divorced.
Wow. Someone actually said that to you?
Yeah.
That's really aggressively bad.
Right? Because...
like, even if you don't know about getting divorced, that, I think, is just like a no-brainer. Not something you...
I agree. And tell me what you think about this. Is it just because I've lived now in the divorce world for so long and doing podcasts and interviewing people that I now know that's so ignorant? It's so ignorant because I do people all know now that it is usually better for the children if things are not? I mean, I don't think
that people necessarily think it's better still,
okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
But I think that most people, obviously not know that you still don't say that, even if they don't know that. Because that's a shitty thing to fucking say.
Right, because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you have zero idea. Or actually, it's not divorce, but what people will be like, you know what? Boys need a relationship with their father. Or their mother. And I'm like, of course, an ideal situation.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
No.
You don't know what's going on.
No.
And sadly, that's not always true if it's abusive or unhealthy.
It's
or
not.
It's not. Or they would be like, you need, or not necessarily to me, but you must co-parent. Of course, in an ideal world,
yes,
we would all love to do A, B, and C. But you don't know people's situations. You don't know if that's even possible.
Right.
But I think there's things people say that you shouldn't.
Yes.
Like I wouldn't, even when I wasn't going through my divorce, I wouldn't have said to my friend, well, it's going to be fucking terrible for your kids.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, terrible things. Okay. Jackie,
okay.
Far
ding,
you
ding.
Win.
All right. So I'm winning a really horrible
time. Yeah. So far.
I don't want to win.
The prize.
I don't want to win. Okay.
I think for me, it initially was, and I don't think this was malicious, I was like, sorry. And I know that might not sound bad, but it was for me because I was like, I don't want your pity. But then again, that was one thing I would tell people too.
I agree.
Because I wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I would say, I'm really sorry. But I hated when people said that to me. Right. So I don't know if you think you win, but for me, that was one of the worst things people said to me.
I think, you know what, in that thread, to your point, things that left me speechless were things I didn't want them to say. So I guess to your point, if they said, I'm so sorry, I would be like, do I go with, oh, don't be. Or do you go with, what's your response to that? Or just thank you. Or
I think mine has changed, honestly, okay. Over because now it's been some time.
Right.
At first, because I was just like, you know, going through it. I was like, thank you. And now I'm like, no, don't be. So I think, honestly, my
right
reaction to it has changed. And now I don't get it really anymore because everybody knows. Now I get things like, really, Vicky, there's really nothing. You have any feelings for him. You really think it's done. I'm like, what?
Oh.
Like, it's almost 3 years later. Like, so many things have happened. What? Like, okay. I'm like, I don't know whether you're in, like, I literally have said, because I've had several people, and I literally go, what I just did. I'm like, oh. I'm like, that is, you're not hurtful, but stupid.
Okay, you just made me think of something that I actually can tell any responders out there not to ever say, because, you know, we're cutting a lot of slack. People don't know what to say.
Correct.
It could depend where you are in the process, right? It might be funny. It might not be funny. Mm-hmm. But do not say, are you sure you've tried everything?
Oh, that's
so that you don't regret this.
I got that one too. Thank you. I forgot about that one. And you're just like,
I personally feel that if you have gotten to divorce, it is such a massive decision.
Life-changing decision. You're not everything. Just like, no, I didn't try anything. I just woke up one day. I was like, fuck this shit. Forget it. No, that's no. I forgot that one.
Yeah.
Terrible. No.
Are you sure you tried everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me think about it.
Right.
Thank you for putting that in perspective for me. Yeah. No, that's another good one.
Okay.
What about best thing? Or like something that you're like surprised?
Okay. So this could fall on either side, Vic. I had people that said, oh my gosh, thank God we never liked him. It was awful. And sometimes it landed very validating. And other times it was like,
oh my God, you know, I had the same. Yeah. And I had those both reactions. That's so interesting you say that. Part of me was like, and another part of me was like, what the fuck? Really?
Right.
Or I had someone actually tell me, well, that I hadn't seen in a while. She's like, well, I never told you this, but the reason I backed away, I don't know if she backed away, but kind of like from our friendship was because of him and your marriage and the way he treated you. It's like, what?
That's a really...
Like, you're telling me this years later where I was really like upset about our friendship. And it was a mix of feelings. Since then, we have become like in my life again. But at the time, it was mixed emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
So I agree with you.
And it's tough because I guess if you put yourself in their position, they're like, they come to us and say, he's a POS. Are we going to shoot the messenger? Are they going to lose? Are they going to go out being the bad guy?
It's an excellent point.
Because I had the same thing. And
listen, I don't fault my friend.
No, right.
Because I understand it's a horrible position to be in. But we're just talking about our emotions with it, right?
Yeah.
And it was just a mix. So that's a good one.
And, you know, again, in that same thread, I had a friend who was more of an acquaintance. I would call her a friend, but we just don't see each other on a regular basis. And I know her husband, but not that well. And she had told me years ago, they had come to our house for a 4th of July party. Just there were so many people there. It was kind of like come one, come all from the beach kind of thing. And her husband witnessed the way I was being treated. And he was so uncomfortable he said, we will not be pursuing a friendship with this couple. I can't be around him and the way I watch him treat his wife. And so it's so interesting that all those years later, you know, that might have been a couple that would call us and maybe ask us if we want to go to dinner too. It's so interesting how it could change the path of your life or who your friends are.
100%.
Based off a perception of what's going on in your relationship that's making other people uncomfortable.
I think speaking for myself, I had a lot of those situations, whether people chose even now to admit it or not, which I don't fault them for, but
right.
It still sucks. I would say my best one was actually to one person who I didn't even know well said to me, are we celebrating or mourning? I was like,
you know what? That's brilliant.
I was kind of taken aback by that, but I think that's actually a good one.
It is, because it gives you the choice.
It was probably a mix at the time, but I think that was a really cool.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys think, but I thought it was, because it gives you the option to be like,
yeah,
morning. Yeah. And then the person are fucking celebrating.
That's right.
You know?
I love that.
I honestly thought it was a combo for me.
For sure.
You know, and I think it also depended. I feel like that was more in the middle where I am now. I think it also would depend where you found me.
100%.
I thought that was a good one. And then another, my favorite, I know I've shared this with you. I'm sorry. I'll make this story short. But one of my really close friends took me to this gallery, there was a photography event, and the actress Nikki Reed, she's now a photographer and jeweler and I guess all these other things. And it was her exhibit. I honestly wasn't real. I mean, I'd heard the name, but I didn't remember what she looked like. And we went to this event and I'm looking at this photo, and it was a photo of a girl, probably like 9 or 10 years old. She's doing a cartwheel on this like abandoned railroad track. There's hills, and the whole landscape reminded me very much of Denmark. I'm from Denmark. It reminded me of Denmark. And I was just watching it. I was like, oh my God, to be free, just a kid, like no worries, just I'm gonna do a cartwheel. Like just that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That feeling. Especially when you're going through so much heaviness.
Yes.
And I'm just staring at it. And this woman comes over to me and she's like, oh, do you like it? I'm like, yes, it really speaks to me. And I told her what I just said. She's like, well, you know, it's actually called Joy. I'm like, oh, makes sense. And it reminds me of Denmark. And she's like, well, my whole palette for this was Scandinavia. And it turns out it was Nikki Reed. Wow. And so I just was explaining to her because she was so lovely. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going through a really hard divorce. And she turns to me and goes, congratulations. She's like, congratulations for being brave enough to make that step in your life. And she gave me this hug. And it was, and you know, when people, you could tell are kind of full of shit and people are authentic. I could tell she meant it.
Yeah.
From her heart.
Right.
And that was the one, the first time. So I'm like, okay, it doesn't have to be this, like, I'm so sorry. You know, it was so the opposite of what I experienced at that point.
Yes.
That I think for me, that was one of the best, I don't know, reactions, responses, whatever I want to say. Yes. And then on top of it, my really good friend bought me the photo.
Wow.
So I actually have it. Hanging in my house.
I love that.
You know, like the whole thing. And then, you know, anyway, that was one of my best.
That's awesome.
Like experiences with all.
Can I tell you something about cartwheels? I tried to do one recently and I peed my pants. I don't recommend them. After you've birthed children, no more cartwheels.
So let's just look at your picture, okay? Don't actually attempt it.
Feel the joy. Don't feel the joy.
Soul cycle. I was like, oh no, because I was wearing like light blue. I'm like, and then I have to leave and it's wet.
Maybe you just worked out so hard. You were sweating.
My vagina was just really sweaty, you guys.
No more trampolines.
I have no sweat here, but a lot of sweat here.
Pictures of cartwheels, yes. Actual cartwheels, no.
Oh my God. If anyone could do a cartwheel, it would be you, because you're like in phenomenal shape.
Oh my gosh, not anymore. Thanks. I have I have my full blown stress workouts during marriage. It was great that I worked out, but they were not coming from a good place, interestingly enough.
I went the opposite route. In the beginning, I did that.
Okay.
And then I went to carbs are my friend route.
They are. I love carbs so much.
Speaking of that, I used to, I wouldn't say, well, I guess I did feel shameful about all of that. And then I realized, you know what? I'm really going through it. Kids starting over. And I just gave myself some grace. But anyway, but then I went the no eating route, which wasn't good either.
Exactly.
The different phases, right?
Yeah.
That we go through.
There's
pre-menopause. I'm just saying, like, my doctor the other day, she's like, all right, it's pre-menopause. I'm like, so can I have something now? And she's like, no, like I can't get I don't know, just give me something to stop the
pre. She said no.
She's like, there's nothing to give you until you're in it. I'm like, I really? Want the pre.
I want the pre too. Like, let's just stop it.
Yeah. Sorry. But anyway, so there's all sorts of changes.
There's all sorts of changes. But you know what's interesting? Going back to your point about the congratulations and the hug, I feel like no matter what message you give, because we just talked about the fact that you can take the same message two different ways, it's like someone's intent and you can feel it. So,
You know what? I think that's an excellent point, because someone else could have been like, congratulations, don't congratulate me, right?
Yeah.
That's such an excellent point. Yeah. And, but I could tell, that's such a great point. Mm-hmm. But she came, even though I didn't know her, from this great, and the way she looked at me straight in my eyes.
Yeah.
And she told me, by the way, I should say that she went through a divorce before. Okay. So I think that's important to mention.
Yes.
So this, I don't have no idea what the backstory is, but she went through a divorce, whether it's, you know, but that is such great point, is the intention is everything, right?
It's everything. The intention
I could
and then
be
the
like,
delivery.
Jackie, you ho, or I'd be like, you fucking
And in one scenario, I'm all, thanks. And the other one, I'm like, here's the moral of the story. How do you really intend it to be accepted or received?
Right. Yeah. And then maybe as it goes on, knowing that when you get those, to kind of tell yourself, if you're getting upset, hey,
yeah,
take a moment, right? To see if it was, how was their intention, and they kind of met well, kind of thing.
And, you know, just to take it one step further, the comment about, are you sure you tried everything, came from a very good friend who had gone through a bad divorce. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not something you should say, but I know what she was saying is, it's so awful if you go through one of these divorces that isn't amicable, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I still don't know what that means. Although they do happen. They do happen.
You know, I've had a couple, believe it or not, for, I'm not saying it was like, this divorce, whatever it is, sucks, right?
Right.
But for all intents and purposes, I just look at them, I'm like,
on the surface, at least.
You know?
Right. No, it's true. It's true. And so I guess the moral of the story again is that you can take the same comment multiple different ways. And it's like sort of up to you to just sort of like roll with it.
So what do you think if it was you, okay, in the beginning? Because now I think you'd be like, whatever it is, right?
Totally. Whatever.
No, yeah, exactly. No. But if it was the beginning, what do you think would have been the one of the best things to say to you? You were like, hey, I'm going through divorce.
You know what? You just stole the show with, are we celebrating or mourning?
I agree. I think that was one of the best ones anyone said to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It covers so many bases. And obviously, if it's someone who's super close to you and they've heard all this stuff and they know what's been going on, they'll have a better idea. But I really like that. Are we celebrating or mourning?
You know, it also makes me think of going back to when I didn't know what someone went through. I remember someone I know, an acquaintance, was like, oh, we're going through a divorce. And then before I could say anything, she's like, please don't say you're sorry.
Wow. Okay. So there you go. If you have something
I really,
that doesn't...
at the time, I was like, but now I understand it. And I was like, good for her for setting the boundary, being like, and please just don't say you're sorry.
Just announce what you don't want to hear.
Yeah, I like that too.
I do too. So kind of take ownership and get ahead of it.
Getting ahead of it. Yeah. I'd love to hear, what are some of your best and worst things people have said to you? You said you were going to. Or what about your family?
Great idea. My family, you know, I didn't tell my family a lot about the bad parts of my marriage until the very end. Because until me, what it was like for you, I was trying to preserve the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Because at holiday dinners or whatever, I needed everyone to get along. And so you have to sort of be protective of your marriage, even if it's not good.
Oh,
so
I didn't. I hardly told anyone anything.
Okay. Okay.
Because I was protecting my marriage and just everything, right?
Everything.
And also, my children are in the community. I didn't want them to be judged by their friends or those families.
Yeah.
I also was very, you know, about that. I didn't want it to affect them. I know a million things. And also, quite frankly, well, my story is different. Mine was such an abrupt ending.
Good point.
That I, until that very moment, I actually wasn't thinking about my marriage ending.
Right.
I really wasn't.
Sure. Yeah.
So, but no, I did not. I was still very, so overly protective of our marriage, of him, which I understand now is also a sign of certain things. But
sure.
Like, I definitely, no.
Okay. Yeah. I had an incident at a Thanksgiving where my family witnessed something. Mm-hmm. And so it sort of opened Pandora's box for me to start explaining the reality of my marriage. After that incident, they witnessed something. And so they were like, what can I do? How can I help?
You're lucky you had that.
I'm so lucky.
I think my family was, there were some things that they saw, mm-hmm. but I was so like, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Like, don't get involved. Absolutely. Don't like rock the boat. Don't like, this is my husband.
Right.
Like just that kind of thing.
You know, and that is so interesting. I know we're going off on a different tangent, but if we're going to get back to what people say, I guess it's also important for us to remember that if we were sort of putting on a show or a facade,
yeah,
for many reasons.
Yeah, which ourselves. I think there's nothing, by the way, shameful or
no.
But yeah,
you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Then you do also, on some level, have to take into account the presentation you were giving.
That's and such so, an excellent point where people might be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
and like, "Why?" And like, "Huh?" And
right.
like, shocked.
Yeah,
that's such a good point,
yeah.
Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you get in it and the reality of it and all the emotions and you're like, how could you say that to me? But maybe they're like, well, because you were perfect for the last 16 years.
Right? What is that saying? Like, you never know what goes on behind closed doors,
you
right?
You do not.
I think that's a great point. So
you
I guess
not.
Our thing is give people grace.
Yes. Give people
give
grace.
Give yourself grace.
Number one, give yourself grace.
Yes. Right?
For sure.
And again, not today, Satan. No.
All right, y'all. As Vicki said, please write in. Tell us your best, your worst. We'd love to hear from you. And until next time,
we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.